Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I
welcome
could
to
be
Foul Monkeys.
There.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And this is Ricky, and today is July 5th, 2012.
You're listening to episode 429.
Oh, you guys, I'm happy and sad.
Why are you happy and sad?
I'm sad because Andy Griffith died.
I know. Oh. He's one of my fraternity brothers.
And he's like super, he was like super Christian, but he was really nice.
He actually wasn't as old as I thought he was.
He was 86. Like, that's pretty old.
Yeah, but I expected him to be older.
Like 200?
Yeah.
And then what I'm really happy about is that me and my boyfriend, Anderson Cooper, can be happy together now.
Right.
I'm so happy. We at have been dating so for like a long time.
At my old company when I lived in Indianapolis and actually worked in an office.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone probably remembers or knows my obsession with nuns. Mm-hmm. Well, my golden birthday was 28 and I was working there and I was given like all nun stuff for 28 days basically. Mm-hmm. Well, also in my – so my cube was covered in nun paraphernalia
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I had Bibles in the cube next to me and mm-hmm. Jesus pictures on the walls on the other side of my cube.
Because so you like, had crazy people.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck this. Nuns it is. And it's going to be nuns and one of the pictures with like a tight leather busty whatever.
Did you have a nunsies?
A nunsies. But I also had a very large picture of Anderson Cooper that had a heart that said Mr. and Mrs. Waylon Anderson Cooper, that everyone in my company knew that I was a little in love with him. So we're going to have to fight over this.
Can I watch?
I'm sorry.
And then, but of course, how many people have we met? And how many people have we met? Because we just met another one of Bradley's friends, who says, well, I've got a friend that slept with him and he's a bottom. Because I have another friend who's done that too. I've been to a party where he was with his boyfriend and someone slept with him. I have a friend who slept with him. We all knew he was gay.
I don't have any of that.
Oh. Listeners, do you know anyone that has slept with Anderson Cooper? Because I'm wondering. But also, I love the fact that our show opened with us playing with Ed Chan. Ed Chan from
nipple.
Singapore, his nipple. I actually think it should be Foul Monkeys, we talk about
Nipple Nelly.
No, we talk about periods a lot. I think he's our little period buddy.
Our pink period.
He's our because he's a gay period. He's our menstruation mascot.
Menstruation, I like that.
Speaking of, do you want to go ahead and give Lori a call? Since she is our Ask the Expert this week.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We should. We don't have a phone. We don't have a song for that.
We should really
Ask the
should.
Expert. Ask the expert.
Ask the expert.
What you want to know?
Have you been hanging out on the South Side a little too long?
Right. Ask the expert.
No, you may not ask me a question. I don't speak ghetto. I love those e-cards. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was.
Okay. Oh.
That's fine.
Well, it's because I told her that. Talk.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Could your phone fucking ring, please?
Ask the expert.
I like it.
Yes?
Hello. Hi, Lori. Hi.
Hi, it's Ricky.
It's Waylon.
You're on the show again.
Hi, boys. How are ya?
We're good. How are you doing?
About you guys today. I have my
pap smear. Oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting you say that because we have something of a question for the downstairs of the ladies.
Yay! Bring it on! Bring it on!
Our Lady of the Labia.
Yes, Our Lady of the Labia. So,
yeah.
We were talking about my sister and her period on the last show. And
okay,
I had a
wondering
thought.
I wondering why you're talking about your sister and vaginas, but you well, had no, a thought. Go ahead.
Well, if you listened to the last show, it makes sense. Anyway, so you know she's diabetic.
I think I just got dinged for not listening to the last show.
You did.
Ricky says
okay.
You did.
Or any of them.
Or any of them, Ricky says. So question.
That's right, boys.
Question is, if you're a diabetic like my sister, can you test with your menses?
No.
I told you.
No.
I told
is
you.
Is it because there's skin inside of it, too?
Why is that?
Okay, I totally did not hear what was just said in the background. When you do a finger stick, the Pegmatose test, or the new ones that you can do on your arm, you're checking active arterial blood. And Menzies blood is not active arterial blood. It's not an accurate read of what's running around in your system.
So it's like rotten skin and rotten blood inside your body, right?
It's not necessarily rotting. Like, if it's rotting, you need to go...
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
You need to go to the gynae, yeah.
Isn't that
nobody
what...
Nobody
Oh, sorry,
it's
go ahead.
The you're shedding your uterine lining. Every month, young, healthy women who are in the stages where they can prepare a space for a baby to grow, that's what it is. It's, you know, blood and tissue and preparing a room, like preparing a nursery.
So,
and then when the baby doesn't come, you strip the walls down and start all over.
Oh, so it's like it's kind of like when you're painting your baby's room. So
yeah, it is.
So this month you think it's a boy, so it's painted blue. Well, guess what? You didn't have a baby, so you reprime it. Next month, oh, it's gonna be a girl, so I paint it pink. No, I told Bradley that you couldn't do this.
No. You don't. You never. There is never a reason to test you like menses unless you think that someone has an infection. And you're trying to figure out what type of bacteria is
That's
running
the
around her womb.
Yeah, no, he was more worried if he could.
No, I was joking.
If he could test,
was not.
If he could test,
serious.
Menses,
no, and as he said though, can I test my sister sugars? But when she's on
Ew,
her period,
gross. Why would you want to test it?
No, I. Oh God, people. Waylon's an ass.
Ew, you want to finger your sister?
I appreciate your ingenuity.
However,
I'm
not from West
I'm
Virginia.
I have to say no.
No, it was a joke. It was a funny. I want to make a comment that would rile up some questions and laughter. And
oh, it did.
There you go.
Can I give you a new topic?
Oh, yes.
Yes, let's do this.
I am amazed at the strength of nail polish remover. I broke a pair of glasses, and my father helped me glue the arm back onto the frames with super glue. I had to re-glue them, and so I thought that I could stick the end in nail polish remover to help get off the old glue. It melted the effing glasses.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of glasses do you have?
The plastic frames. These are one of my cheaper pair. One of my cheaper backup pair, and I stepped on them because I didn't realize they were on the floor.
So
whatever.
You totally didn't know that if you put super glue and fingernail polish remover together, it like melts your face off?
No!
No, it melts.
I did not pay attention in chemistry class.
Everyone knows that.
I just started watching Breaking Bad. Cut me a break.
I learned that on Mean Girls.
You learned that on what?
Is butter a carb?
I said I learned it on Mean Girls.
I didn't watch Mean Girls.
Oh, you should.
She lived it.
Aww.
How are you doing, Lori?
So
I haven't seen you in forever. Well.
I know. I was just thinking that. I'm doing well. I went to my cousin's wedding. It was very awesome. He married a doctor, so we're very excited.
Yay!
I danced my ass off with my other cousins. That was a lot of fun. Got a lot of good planning. We're going to get a party bus to tote all the drunks back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Katie couldn't come because she had to tend to the dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and by dolphins, you mean dolphins?
Wait, would you say party
by dolphins,
bus?
I mean actual marine mammals, yes.
When you said party bus, are you meaning like in for your wedding or they had a party bus for the other?
For the other
they
wedding.
Had a charter bus and everybody just, the majority of the guests were all staying at one hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you just got on the effing bus, and the bus brought you over to the reception, and it brought you back. So we're going to do that for hours. So on the ride home, I stopped off at a couple hotels near our wedding spot to get information.
No, I think that's a good idea because, you know, you got some boozy friends.
I do. If you think I have boozy friends, wait till you meet some of my boozy family members.
I can't wait because I love the family I've already met. I can't wait to meet the other ones.
Yeah, no, they're phenomenal. They ask about you.
Does Ed listen to the show?
speaking of family.
To the show.
Okay, because I would really love to see gay Ed there.
You would like to see gay Ed there?
Yeah.
He's not gay.
Well, whatever.
That's okay. I'm sure he'd break it down with you.
Sure he would.
Can we... No.
Oh, Waylon wants to watch.
No, I corrected myself very quickly.
No, he totally wants to watch. No.
You guys are so cheeky. I love you.
Oh,
we're
love
cheeky
you
monkeys.
Too.
We love you too.
I promise I'm going to come get my bed.
Okay.
Okay.
You know the box that's in the living room? That's an air mattress that she ordered that was delivered
notice.
Here.
Oh,
yeah. Because I put it to the side.
Alrighty, lady. We got to go.
All right, bye, boys. Thank you for calling. And remember, always wash your hoo-hoo.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I love the fact that she has no idea what any of that is. And right. She literally said, thank you for calling.
Because yes. We really actually did.
Right.
So anyway. Yeah, I told
So nail polish remover.
God, you know.
You just need to learn my humor.
It was hilarious, but. It cracked my shit up. Mm-hmm. But I also love that we now have a period mascot.
Yeah.
We have a labia pass our period mascot.
Should we pass?
Yeah.
Who gets it next?
Who's going to be pregnant? If you have your period, you don't get pregnant, right? So I should have that. Yeah.
Do we pass it around each other, or are we going to pass it to other podcasts?
I think, no, you know, listeners, they're not very interactive with us, so I'm not for sure how well this will go. And Ed Chan, this is really up to you, because you gave us the period, just like God gave Eve the period.
You know what I think we should do, actually, instead? We should have the period come on with us on road trips, and that will be like the gnome that people take around with them.
Or we send it to other podcasts, and when they get the period, they have to call us and leave us a period voicemail.
Or how they feel while they're on their period.
Right. Anything period related. Anything period related.
Or we can send it to other listeners, and they can send pictures of it and then pass it to the next listener.
I'm really scared. What if Bjorn gets this? It is
Bjorn's
not.
Bjorn's constantly on his period.
It
so.
Is not a hemorrhoid pillow.
Oh. Womp, womp. It's all fun and games
so,
until
I'm
a
so
previous.
Sorry.
No, don't. I'm gonna say
yeah, let's not.
I'm not going to say that.
Because you get all pissy when I do.
Can you believe I got so many more emails about the last show asking, who were you talking?
What? Literally? People did not
people
know.
Nosy. Well, you know, we talked about a lot of people on that show.
Well, true, but...
People are
whatever.
Stupid. Why do you have a box cutter?
Oh, you guys, so I'm
going to cut myself.
Wait, are you seriously living in that much of a ghetto that you're carrying a box cutter?
Yes. No, this is from work because. I guess my work feels that when there is a gay person in the group, that they are the most creative out of everyone in that group. So I have been tasked to make this like table for our career fair. And I've had to use a box cutter because I've had to cut, what is that wood that models are made out of?
Balsam.
Is that what it's called? The real, like, light, thin, like, craft, like, model planes are made out of?
Oh, no.
Balsam wood?
Balsam?
Balsam wood?
Anyway,
I'm making this huge tree, and it's fucking huge. It's, like, 10 feet tall. And so I had to use this to cut the wood with and cut the plasterboard with.
Yeah.
Wait, is that reverse, or?
Is that 51?
Because it totally looked like 51 on my side, and it hasn't happened in a long
time.
I didn't see that. But I also use this for the safety and security of my house. No, I'm just kidding.
So you have been having a hard time finding an apartment, and I think I know you're
so
really
stressful.
Stressed about it, and which is probably a really
it's
good
so
reason we should talk about
it's retarded.
It. But this is the most awful time, the summer. You know, college moving in and out, also the market. Like, you're going to have a tough time for a while.
Yeah.
Which I guess comes down to now, though, you have to consider finding something just to get out of where you're living so you guys two live together and something you kind of like, or actually waiting until you
can find something you
well,
really
that's
like.
What I was telling Tony about. I don't want to be rushed into an apartment that I'm going to want to move out of in 1 year. So,
No, that's actually very typical in Chicago. Every person, but
one year though.
I guess that means shut up.
I had not finished my sentence. Every renter generally moves every year.
Oh, I hate that. I cannot do that.
Oh God, I can't either. Thank you. I'm glad that we found this one. You know, which honestly, at first, Bradley wasn't sold on. But
how
we do.
Come?
We thought it was too big.
Two options.
To be honest.
Yeah, we had two.
The
options.
The first one was too small, but
it
was super nice.
The one that you showed me was nice. That, I think it's the same one. With
the granite countertops. The first one was so nice, but it was only one bedroom.
Where was it?
Off of Irving Park.
Irving Park stop on Brown Line. It didn't have an office space, so it would have been a living room with a dining room.
Right.
Much smaller. We would not have been able to have as many guests, that kind of stuff. But it was beautiful. But third story. Washer dryer in the basement, but it was central air.
You're shaking your head. I would not live on the third floor.
But it was the same price. If
you
not,
might lose weight.
It was like, oh.
I lived on the third floor before, and I've gained 40.
Well,
that's because you're dating a Mexican
that likes cheese and fucking carbs. Rice and beans.
How do you fuck a carb?
Eat it.
Swallow, because ladies don't spit. But this place was really turned into. I mean, we live in a large apartment
for
Chicago.
Very nice.
So we're not moving unless we move to a different city.
Unless they're like, your rent's going up $400.
Well, yes, and luckily we just signed. We just re-signed 2 months after.
No, only a few days. The lease ended on the 30th of June.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, we just signed our new lease and nothing changed, thank God.
So this is my thing. I'm happy with a one bedroom just as long as it's large enough that I can have people here over. Mm-hmm.
And so if you had what we have minus this.
Yeah, if I didn't have that, I would be fine.
And by that, they're talking about our second bedroom and our office.
Right. I'd be fine with that. But this is the thing. For a one bedroom, I don't want to pay more than $950.
Well, I don't disagree because we pay $1,300, which I guess everyone else may think that's expensive or not for a two bedroom plus a den.
But
for Chicago, that's pretty
inexpensive. It's cheap.
When we were looking at stuff, because we also did look at the one bedrooms plus office because I work from home and I could not anymore have my office 4 feet from my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like a Muppet in there or what?
Turn your phone off.
That's George. What day do you want to see the movie?
Oh, I thought that was the provider being all excited with
the apartment
Serenity or something in the living room.
Oh, Firefly. He finished it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No, anyway. I don't know what we're talking about. But you're good luck because you're not looking in a good time.
Also, and if I want a one bedroom, well, I know you guys pay $1,300. I don't want to pay more than $1,100. Which I found plenty of apartments that are two bedroom that are actually under 1,000, but every time I call, they're gone.
Yeah, what I find interesting in Chicago when looking for an apartment is where the line is between amazing and not amazing and the price.
Mm-hmm.
Because that second person really does amp up the kind of place you get. Because when I was first looking for a one bedroom, when I thought I was going to get out of my studio and I was just going to break my lease and go because I couldn't take living in a studio and working from home any longer. Mm-hmm. It was I'm like, I don't know if I can afford to pay $900 by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start dating someone. You get to the point where you're going to move in. You find a place and get a two bedroom and apartment for only a couple $100 more. Right. It's a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like I was prepared to pay $900 by myself and now I'm only paying $1,300. And so half of that is all I'm paying now.
Right.
I mean, we've probably talked about this on the show, but you and you've only gone up $50 a month, and I've gone down $50 a month.
No, it's definitely good luck, but this is a rough time.
And what makes it hard is if you're working and you call, they want to show it to you right then. And I'm like, I'm at work. Can we wait till no, sorry. Or can we wait till the weekend? Yeah, we can wait till the weekend, but it's going to be rented out before you get it.
We got to remember, they're salespeople. So they're going to give you a lot of shit to try to get you to take off work and to go see it now because they're wanting to lease it sooner than later. And they don't know who the hell you are. And they don't know if you're not going to show up or whatever. So you can't fall for some of it. But I do agree, you're going to have to look at stuff same day soon, which means your nights are going to suck since you live and work in the suburbs.
Right. Well, there's one right up here on North Polina, close to you guys. Mm-hmm. But when I told the lady, she goes, when are you looking to move in? And I said, well, I have anywhere from August 1st to October 1st, so I'm not in a hurry. But, you know, I'm looking at apartments. She never answered me back. I guess because she wants an August 1st person. But you would think that she would still show the apartment.
Maybe you should respond back to her and say, if you want to rent this August 1st, I can. I just need to come mm-hmm. see it.
Well, it's also one of those things when you have like five other people that are also looking at the apartment.
Right.
When you say, oh, I'm looking for that date, and then other people are like, oh, I'm looking to move in like right away. She's probably not going to respond to you because of that.
It is rough because like when I moved to Chicago, I looked at everything in one weekend and then had to sign something that weekend because mm-hmm. I really needed to move within a couple of weeks. I was so busy for 2 days and only found like maybe two that I could have. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I didn't. The other one was actually not far from here. The first one that I could have moved into. Mm-hmm. But it was just so small. And then for a studio for what I could afford by, you know, a single person first moving to Chicago. The other one was not too far from where I lived previously. It was kind of in that Lincoln Square, Ravenswood area. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't still the right. But
there's a bunch of places that are like west. Like, and I don't want to move far
no,
west.
And there's a bunch of places going north, but then you're getting away from
like Rogers Park.
You're getting away from the trains. You're getting away from the buses. Now, however, there is a big scene in Rogers Park right now. So if you moved up there, your friends are still going to visit you. You still have a couple really decent bars. I mean, honestly,
there was one like on the same street as the Glenwood.
Honestly, the Glenwood is becoming more and more popular. It's clean. The drinks are good. They have mm-hmm. all those festivals. You know, I know several
people
up there.
And we're not getting paid by them.
And there are a lot of bears up there. Up there, that stop. I mean, you're good to go up there. Granted, mm-hmm. though, that it's also kind of on the edge of the ghetto, but you're mm-hmm. used to that.
I'm on the edge.
It's a different kind of ghetto.
But it's a different kind of ghetto.
It's a different kind of ghetto.
It's a Mexican yes. ghetto.
I have protection because I have a Mexican with me.
That's true.
Up there, I don't have.
And when you go to all the stores, they'll all know you.
Yes.
And they'll be like, no, he's dating Big Tony.
Right.
Papa Tony.
Don't mess with Papa Tony's.
Oh.
So, yeah, you guys, I'm kind of stressed over the apartment thing. And
so if you know anyone in Chicago that's getting rid of their apartment and needs someone to rent it, and it's awesome, and it's inexpensive, and it's near public transportation, i.e. the red or the brown line, let Ricky know.
And there's actually one right here on, I'm turning around.
Clark?
No, what's the street behind you guys where the Peters and Buzzkitchen? Hollywood, is that Glenwood or Glendale? No.
Glenwood's right here.
There's one on Glenwood, 2 bedrooms, 2nd floor. That's awesome, but I can't get the fucking landlord to call me back.
Keep calling. Call right now.
I've called him like 10 times.
Call him. We'll call him. We'll have him on the show.
We haven't asked the expert. But I'm also like, well, if he's not answering the phone, why do I want a landlord like that?
Yeah, and I also found when I was looking for stuff, like I looked across the street from where my studio was in Lincoln Square mm-hmm. for a larger apartment. I realized that he didn't show up for our schedule. It had to have been because he rented it. And mm-hmm. instead of being...
And saying I rented the apartment.
And calling me and not answering my phone call when I called. I'm waiting for an hour outside of it. I think he just rented it because mm-hmm. why should he have to deal with anything else because he rented it?
Right.
And I think they're just being rude at that point. So anyway, nice. What else do we have?
We got another package.
Oh, we have an email, too.
We have another package and we have an email.
Yes.
So, Ricky, I'll let you do this
package. I think we also have a one-star review.
So let's do that right now.
One-star review!
Oh, God, I feel so good.
Oh, God, it's been such a long time.
This is a good one. But say it in the voice like you were going to.
This one-star review is brought to you by Bob the Great 729.
Wait, he left us a bad review, too.
Well, he can deal.
Sickening so-called, quote, comedy, unquote, one-star. They constantly make fun of overweight people on their show. Not very funny. Not really funny. Not sure why all the high marks.
2 out of 18 listeners found this review helpful.
One-star review! So please tweet us if you know who that one-star review is.
Tweet it.
Granted, we'll probably put it in the liner notes because that's what we always do.
Wait, I'm going to see.
But it is one of our favorite other podcasts.
Oh, actually, I think that person left us a good review. You guys, speaking of reviews, look, you know, I haven't talked about this in a long time, right?
It's
been a while.
It's been 2 shows.
It was literally
actually 3 compared to what you guys record, whatever it was. You guys, we're down to 4.5 stars, and I cannot deal. I need 5 stars. So please, 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 If you are a new listener and you enjoy the show, please go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. If you're an old listener and you haven't left us one, please leave us a 5-star review.
If you're an old listener and you left us a 2-star or a 3-star review,
change that shit.
Change it.
Or don't fucking listen to the show again. But our ratings, like, drive our iTunes exposure, so, and we need more exposure.
Yes.
Expose us.
So, speaking of exposure and listeners that we do love who do support us greatly, yes. Ricky, tell us about our next package.
We have a package that is not here with us right now because I already opened it, but it's at my house.
Of course you did.
But we all love and know Melissa Marissa Miranda, right?
I love you.
And even though she's on a 3-week vacation in Europe right now.
Which sounds fucking fantastic.
Right.
Could you imagine vacationing for 3 weeks with her in Europe?
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine her being in hippie. Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
We wouldn't be able to get up, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But Melissa Miranda, Marissa, wait.
Melinda.
3M. We're just going to call her 3M.
No.
Or M cubed. Sent us a very generous gift.
For new microphones.
It is very appreciated for microphones.
Yay.
Which Brad, James, Leroy, and Waylon are going to find microphones that are suitable and that I may be able to give a little extra money for so that we can get decent microphones. But a lot of that money came from M squared.
M cubed.
And we really appreciate it.
M cubed.
Yeah, cubed. Sorry.
Stop. So, listener, if
you... Stop downgrading the M's.
If listeners, and especially podcasts, the fellow podcasters, if you have some microphones that you love and adore...
Let us know.
Definitely let us know, because we're going to be shopping and pricing and looking for... You know, what kind of setup that we actually need.
And right now, these microphones that we're using, actually the newer one that I have is packed away, but the microphones we're using right now are 6 years old, going on 7.
Yeah, I think we definitely need some spit guards, if not just the pantyhose or something, because right. That's part of the problem. But.
And I would like to get rid of these and have it so it's hanging from the ceiling. No.
Not happening at our house.
No.
When we're recording, I'm sorry.
That's another thing we haven't discussed. What are we going to continue to have the studio here, or is it moving?
I guess it all depends on your new apartment and if you have room for it. Because we know you don't have the patience to put it away and set it up like we do.
I don't.
Because I refuse to have it out in my apartment.
I can't do it. That's why I had a dedicated desk for it.
Yeah, because my dedicated desk would be in the spare room. And
it's too hot in there.
And we were so crunched around your fucking little computer desk when we recorded.
And it's not even that little.
No, but at our dining room table, this has been fantastic.
Right. Sorry, my ears are itchy and sweaty.
No, so thank you.
So we appreciate it. We always can take any type of donation. You can go to PayPal and send us anything you would like at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We appreciate it. We use the money for monthly fees that we have to pay.
And then also, if you have suggestions that you want to hear us at Pride 48,
yes,
we have to start working on that soon. So please let us know what you want to hear at the live shows. And we have a live show coming up, don't we?
Yes, we have decided that to try this out, and we need to set our computers up to make sure it works. But we have decided to try to do a live show every third Wednesday of the month. Which, is that next week?
No, this would be the first.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
I can't count, y'all.
Though, that is an interesting problem.
Oh, no.
I need to check the calendar. Because I'm wondering if it's the second or the third. Please be the second. Which I hope not, because that's next week. That I've got two ants coming in the middle of the week.
They could be on the show.
No.
Aren't they like crazy
ants? Did you put
ants?
It on the calendar?
They're not crazy. Yes. They're not crazy ants, but I'm not too sure that I want them listening to shows.
Oh. Well, you don't tell them what it is. You just say you're on the radio and have them talk.
You don't see it.
I've got it on the calendar somewhere. Ants visits somewhere.
So every third Wednesday of every month, we're going to do a live show. We don't know if it... And we're going to do it from 8 to 9 Central Time, which is 9 to 10 Eastern Time.
You figure it out.
And we don't know if we'll do an hour or 30 minutes. It just really depends. And I haven't decided if we're going to use it as a recording or just something you have to show up and listen to. Or we can save them and put them on a bonus kind of thing.
It'll be a recording.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I don't have decisions.
Well, no. We can do whatever we decide, finally. Right.
But it'll be recorded.
Our shows generally do not do well as standalone episodes because we talk about what's going on in our lives. So there'd be either a gap or in a special edition, whatever, you'd have stuff that's like, but last time I listened, they were doing this. Why are they now talking about this that they did 6 months ago?
You know what I want to do? I want to get in a huge fight and then cut your headphones.
If I would have said that, crickets. You would have said, we're cutting that out.
Cut it out.
If you do it, it's acceptable.
Not really. It's whatever. Actually inappropriate. I shouldn't have
inappropriate
said that.
Spinoff.
That needs to be cut out.
No.
How dare you talk about Pot as my co-pilot like that? Or that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Or shoot. Booty and the Beard. Oh, that reminds me. We do have a review.
We have a fucking three-star review.
No, we didn't.
You may have brought it up on the
that's right.
The unofficial Ricky episode.
I remember what happened. We talked about it on the last show, and then you're like, oh, I thought we were saving it for the next show. And then I was like, fine, whatever.
And we have a phone call, too, we need to do.
Yeah,
let's do this. You guys, we got a... All right, Justin Boyd. I'm not sure if you're a Lakeland person. He sounds like a Lakeland person to me. He left us a 3-star review, and it says... Wait, we don't have a song for this, right?
No.
It says, hey.
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 How do they talk in like...
Hey. Hey, bro.
Hi.
That's hard. No, they're country. Hi. What happened to Booty and the Beard? If y'all know, great show. Keep it going.
Three-star
review. And I talked to Ryan and Stephanie of Booty and the Beard, who used to be on the show, who kind of did their spinoff. And they said they were actually thinking about getting their show started again, but they just had a baby. So, you know, they're busy doing that. But they are very interested in maybe doing that again. So...
Actually, you know, a mother and a father who just had their first child.
It's the mother's second, the father's first.
Either way, that would be a pretty good show premise to talk about the actual reality of being a parent.
Especially me knowing Ryan. it's very interesting to know how that goes. But
interesting.
So thank you
for the review.
Yes, even though it's 3 stars.
But, and something
brought
that
us
happened
down,
so long ago.
And it brought us to 4.5 stars. But anyway.
Rude.
We have a phone call.
I know which one to play. It's the last one that came in at 12:30.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone.
Whoa.
Got to pull it up first.
Bring it back.
Do it backwards.
Ring-a-ling.
We are such losers.
12:30?
Yeah. Did you find it?
Yep, you can do it now.
Okay.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone
calls. It's Alan White again. Feel free to not play any of the messages. I was listening to Alan Brown towards the end, and I realized, I'm not too sure. Have you guys ever used ones before female condom? Because
no,
you take the ring out. There's 2 rings. You take the ring out. You don't need to. You guys don't have vaginas. You twist. Make sure you stretch all the air out of it first. Twist it up and lube around it and lube the entry of your partner receiving. And then you slip it in and use your fingers to sort of unfurl it.
I can't.
First of all, he didn't say not to play the first two, so we should probably play him. But then I don't remember reading all that on the package.
No,
that's
because
the extended edition.
No, because the package wouldn't tell you that. The package is for female condom use. It's not. The package isn't designed for anal.
Yeah, but you would still think it would be kind of the same instructions.
No, because there's 2 rings in it. If you remember when we opened one last, there's a ring at the bottom and a ring at the top. The ring at the top would be useful because it keeps it from falling in. But the ring at the bottom is the same size, and you've got to stick it in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take that ring out.
That would fit in, though.
We're not Big Fatty Show.
Josh.
And Josh.
Okay, continue.
Girl.
Actually, and I love – he's kind of talking in a, I can't distill if I'm, just, if I'm disturbed or kind of turned on.
It's
by his.
He's Hawaiian. It's turned on. He's beautiful.
Is he Polynesian? No.
No. But he's.
Depending. Don't push it in. And that's basically as simple as that. Make sure your dick's good and lubed as well before you stick it in. So that's female condom use 101.
Oh, God, thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
Yes,
talk to you later. Bye.
This is awkward.
Well, thank you
for... We're going to play his other ones, too. Play the first one.
What? Play the same damn thing when he fucks up.
This is what happens.
The first one, he sounds like he's on drugs.
Hey, this is Kyle. I'm hoping this is a phone monkey's listener line. There's no message.
Why isn't there a message?
Some nondescript guy talk.
I don't know. It just disappeared, so we need to do a new one.
Fucking. Just listened to your recent podcast, Frown on Brown, brother. But, female condoms use.
Do you really need to listen to this?
No, I think it's the same damn thing.
But he sounds really drugged up on those.
No, we're not listening to him.
Okay, Kyle, we won't listen to you all drugged up.
It's because he's hot and he sent us pictures and he's
cute.
Actually calling in
he's
and participating.
He's got pretty eyes. His eyes are so pretty.
Since he's participating, we're going to follow his wishes.
Yes, we will follow your wishes. You know who hasn't called us in a while is Mama.
Mama?
That's probably because Mama is embarrassed by us and doesn't listen to our little show.
That's probably true. And Kathy Bacon. Miss Bacon. She hasn't called either. She posted pictures the other day if she fell off her bike.
Ouchie.
And it looked like it hurt like a motherfucker.
But Kathy did call in not too long ago. She's lurking enough for us.
She's I think she's in her lurker stage still. So
where's Melissa?
Where is Melissa?
Melissa.
She will be at the airport with a big ass sign for us. For Pride 48.
But I think Melissa needs to be calling in to get us pumped up for
right.
September. Will be here before we fucking know it.
This is the second
speaking
time
about
to
that,
pump
we need to
jam, pump it up.
Speaking about that, we need to
Pride 48, Las Vegas, September 14th through the 16th. Come meet us.
Buy tickets.
We're awesome.
And buy our plane tickets.
And we need to buy tickets.
Yes. So I thought we had something else. Do we?
I think we're done, actually. I guess we have 3 shows coming out this week.
Do we have an email?
No. Mm-mm. And we have no questions from people.
Can you believe that shit?
I know.
Rude.
Rude. Listeners, rude. You're rude. No,
so
you're not.
No, you're not.
So, James LeRoy and I decided that we have a new segment. And we need listeners to participate. Which is, we think that we should whore out the Mouth of South in like a game show dating show where we need listeners who want to date him or put it in him, call in and leave us messages on how you would woo him so then we can see if they can have their moment with Josh.
Well, there's a couple requests that are going to be made, I'm sure. You can't not be American.
Yeah, but we get to break him.
You cannot be white.
We got to break him with that. And if you're white, though, you have to have some special abilities and a large penis or something.
Right.
Like, you need to sell it. Why should he frown on brown for you?
Right.
So, just really quickly, guys, we got some comments back on what we need to...
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
On Facebook?
Yep. So, Lou says...
Oh, Lou.
He says, I did not see your hotline number on the Facebook page and I was afraid to try it. As I was afraid to dial a wrong number, I am such a chicken.
Well, it's 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0577.
And then Mike says, buying wipes to be prepared for an emergency. Thanks for the idea, boys. Teehee.
I'm telling you, my best friend, Jason... always had his girl in the go pack in his trunk. Change of underwear, change of clothes, toothbrush, and baby wipes. Because sometimes you never...
You just not shower.
Not like you, but you may need to wipe up a mess before you go down.
No.
Yeah.
Mike, if someone's also, not so fresh, but you really need to swallow it, you're going to swick it, clean, and then sucky.
Mm.
Mike also said, okay, the one thing that came to mind is from a show I saw, quote, Let's Go Love, unquote. It had a bunch of different kinds of love, and tonight the one that comes to mind is loving a guy for his air conditioner.
Ricky Wood.
So what is the you would this summer. What is the oddest thing that ever kept you with a guy, or what did you know you were going to miss more than the guy?
That's a good question. Like, were you with someone just for a certain reason? Well, we know yours is because he was rich.
No, that was one. No, but he made me feel guilty about it every single day. There was no
reason. But that's why you stayed.
That's not why I stayed.
That's what you said on the last show.
No, I didn't say that's why I
stayed. You said it's because he's filthy rich is what you said.
It may have been a perk. I will say for my first 9-year relationship that ended, it was more of I was...
We have bills together.
No, it was more of I was going to miss the life that I had built.
Oh.
Not that I'd have, but the one that I literally had built the life that I wanted, and I was actually going to throw it away. Because
and you did.
He was a douche.
Oh, womp, womp.
He still is a douche, and he will be a douche until he fucking refinances. Because I want my name off that house.
You're still going through that?
Yeah.
Yes! It's been 5+ years.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever been really with somebody just for a reason.
Strawberry starfish?
That's a different reason.
Lick it up.
Whatever.
No, I think those are still reasons why you stay with someone, because they lick your strawberry starfish so well that you're like, I can't break up with it because I've never had it so good.
It was like hours sometimes.
Mine wasn't so much. There's something that...
Why did you stay with the ex? I felt
obligated.
Because you like the smell of poppers.
Yeah, I love the smell of poppers. I love to lick the poppers that are dripping off of his face.
You liked Apple products.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I stayed. That's what I meant.
So when shit broke, you had someone to
fix it for you or get it for free. Or yeah. Get it fixed for you cheaper.
I can't wait till a listener listens to this and tells him that, and the Facebook messages that are going to.
Whatever.
That's a good question, Mike. If any of you guys have, what is a good reason that you've stayed with someone, give us a call or email us.
Yeah,
206-984-3685 or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Because our reasons are kind of boring.
Don't tweet it. Those get lost.
Yeah. Do you want me to read Ed's?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ed asked, the same Ed with pink dot, period, plush toy. That's all peas. Hi, Ricky, James, and Waylon. I was looking at the news about Katie Holmes divorcing Tom and was wondering... Okay. Ricky, do you have any Scientology horror stories to share from the time you're in Florida? Those crazy fanatic blood pressure measuring stalkers are based in Clearwater, after all. Also, to James and Waylon, any close encounters of your own to share with listeners? Yes, I have been to Clearwater, and they do approach you and be like... Let me check your stress level. It's really weird. They own a whole part of the city. And actually, the Starbucks that I went to all the time in Lakeland was right next to a Scientology church.
What I find most interesting about this whole story is that Tom Cruise is on his third wife, and he's divorced them all when they're, 33?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
I think she finally realized what the fuck was up.
And I forgot that he was married to Minnie Driver.
He was?
Isn't it Minnie Driver?
Was that his first wife?
Was his first wife?
No.
Pretty sure it was Minnie Driver.
Minnie Driver, Nicole Kidman, and her?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I love Minnie Driver.
I do too.
How did she get so douchey? Well, he wasn't douchey back then. He was actually kind of cool.
Well, she probably divorced him when he became douchey and said, oh, no. Go to the Australian.
Right.
Go to the skeleton.
What's happening?
So we had a technical error, and now we're back.
No, but Minnie Driver. Is it Minnie Driver?
I'm finding out. Oh, Rebecca De Mornay.
They cohabit in New York.
Cruised Mary actress Mimi Rogers. They divorced in 1990. Rogers is generally believed to have introduced Cruise to Scientology. You bitch! He met his second wife, Nicole Kidman, on the set of their Days of Thunder.
Why did someone tell me it was Minnie Driver?
Well, Mimi Rogers kind of sounds like...
Do we know Mimi Rogers? What the hell was she in?
She was in Uno Momento.
Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, Hill Street Blues.
Blue Skies Again.
Someone to Watch Over Me.
Shit, we don't...
Austin Powers, space. International Man of Mystery.
The Loop, King of the Hill.
Anyway, so I don't really care about this, and I'm a little. I do think it's funny with the whole joke that he can now be with
John Travolta.
Hey, yo, Tommy, come out the closet.
I'm a little tired about this obsession with people being out of the closet and stuff. And I'm glad when people come out. I really am, even if we know it's obvious, Anderson Cooper, because I think it's important. But I don't know. I hate it when people harass me that I was gay, and I don't. It just bugs me a little.
But you're not famous, so it shouldn't bother you.
But what if I was famous? What if I am going to be famous someday?
But you're not.
I'm not. I've come close. But no, I don't know. I don't really care. I don't... Whatever. Why should we wreck people's lives by dragging them out of the closet?
Because Tom Cruise is crazy. What? All right, 45.
Okay, we got to go. I want to say what the highlight of my day was.
What was the highlight of your day?
Ace of Base. All that she wants is another baby. That was my highlight.
We have several of those albums in this household.
I heard it on Spotify. I've been listening to the All 90s channel.
You're welcome.
Love it. And 80s. And I listen to movies. Movie songs too. Maybe one day I'll get to like musicals or Broadway or whatever that shit's called.
Then you gotta start listening to the Satyr Sphere.
I listened to a second
I need to listen. I need to catch up.
No, you don't need to fucking listen to that show.
No, I need to catch up.
He's not going to take you me. From us.
No, but I want to hear the episode that he... Did he actually ever use our intro?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. But one of a...
I'm one of Big Fatty's intros. Mm. I was specially asked to do that for him.
You know that apparently his new intro has some singing stylings of... I don't think... Does he listen to our show? I don't know.
Who?
Satyrsphere?
Big Fatty?
No, it's a Satyrsphere show. What's his name? Follow him on Twitter.
Ramble.
Who?
Da 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 da.
John?
Oh, John Ong.
John Ong. Mm-hmm. John Ong. I guess he's saying the intro.
Oh, okay. We need to do a new intro for Chicago. We'll work on that. It'll be like 2 years, but whatever.
Phase two.
I think we should all sing it.
I'm not a good singer.
That's why it's funny.
I'll do it in sign language.
For a podcast.
Or I'll do it in Helen Keller voice.
Hey. Because that will get us listeners. Offensive. Do we have
How are they going to know it's offensive? They're deaf.
I would ask Drummer Six, seeing how he...
Goodbye.
I'd ask Drummer Sticks, but seeing how he doesn't listen anymore, if he does, he doesn't, you know, ever talk to us anymore. But do we have any listeners that want to write us a song that either we can sing or you
remember,
can
we did this last time.
I know we did, but no one.
I had the dirtiest dream about Drummer Sticks. It was so dirty.
On that note, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, we'll talk about it on the next show.
I only had a dream about you when I took a nap the other day.
You were in my dream yesterday, or last night, both of you, but I was Spider-Man.
So you're like flinging.
But you know the funny thing was, is when you were in my dream, you'd recently bought everything that I found was cool on fab.com and brought it over to my house.
Look what I got, Waden.
And like one of them was some kind of bag that turned into like a full size like
person.
No, like
dildo.
Armor.
No, like clown. a game machine where you
Pinball?
Put a quarter in and like
Pinball?
Gifts come out.
Oh,
like an
like
egg
claw.
Like the eggs. Oh. Like an okay. And I was like, I don't get this. I'm like, but I really,
but you wanted it.
But I really wanted that iPad cover.
Well, you know, as Freud would say, it's, you know, you're talking
about the testicles.
The want. It's a desire of yours. So you really want eggs dropping out of the wall or something.
Nah, I think it's just that I need to have what Ricky can't or buy it first. So it's like, oh my God, Ricky bought this. What am I going to buy next?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to buy that leather bag.
No,
I am going to buy.
Don't.
Brad, can you handle
I'm
going to
say
wrench?
This like Tony says it. Don't dare you.
Don't dare you. Can you
no.
handle August rent and no. I will going to get the saddleback back?
No.
Do you
get...
know how angry I would be? I would be so pissed.
Oh
I would rip
God.
That shit up.
Look if I buy your bag. I'll rent it to you.
All right, we got to go.
Rent to own.
This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
And this is Asshole Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.